Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf. Sanhedrin daf Kuf. Yesterday we had big discussion inside the Kesma Beis of Shabbos that one should be chazer their learning. One of my favorite lines, Sanhedrin side the test, 99. If you learn and you don't chazer, it's like you planted and you didn't reap. Meaning you couldn't do it the 100th time. 99, side the test. That's on the bottom of the previous amud. But Hashem, we'll get to talk about that one day. We are on, though, we'll start with the bottom of Sadek Tesma Beis after realizing and learning that we have to work. Adam La'amel Nivra. And we are in the discussion. We'll start with the second to last line on Sadek Tesma Beis. All the different shitos of what is an apikaris. Right, all the different opinions of what is an apikaris. So there were different opinions of Megal Panim Batorah. If you make fun of a Talmud Chacham, if you make fun of somebody else in front of a Talmud Chacham, different opinions there. So let's start with the new opinion, and that is the second to last line, Ella. Ella will start from there. Ella kagon de Yosef kamei rabbe v'nafalei shmeitzei beduch tachbriti. This is what an apikaris is. If somebody's sitting in front of their Rebbe and some discussion came up, v'nafalei shmeitzei beduch tachbriti, a discussion that they had at a different time, the Amar, and the student says, Hachi Amin and Hassan, didn't we say that there? As if the student is taking some of the credit. And not, V'lo Amar, Hachi Amar Mar. It doesn't say, didn't Rebbe say this then? It said, didn't we say that there? So, if a Rebbe says, didn't we say it there, that's a sign of anava. He's not saying, I said it. We said it. But if the student says, we said it, that's taking the credit. That is a halachic apikoros. A halachic apikoros according to Abaya. Rava Amar, another opinion. Kagon hani debay binyamin asya. It's like, an apikoros is like that which was said by the house of Binyamin the doctor. De Amri, Maya Hanila Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do for us anyway? What do they give us? Me olam lo shari lan orva. They've never matured a raven to us. Velo asur lan yona. And they've never asured a yona to us. Lemaisa, what is their attitude? The attitude is the Rabbanan don't help us at all. Everything we know that is also already is already asur. Everything that we know is mother is already mother. They don't really add to anything in our lives. Why dafka a yona and an orev? Why dafka those two are said? So the Ben Yoyada says that an orev is known as a non-sneas animal. An orev, we know that the Chazal tell us that on the Teva, the orev was mishamesh, unlike all the other animals. Says the Ben Yoyada, Hadanak tiyahani treminim bilvad, bebreish te elu hefchiim betivam, umizgam umidasam, ki ha-orev lo tarpiachri taivas amishagel. To who shimesh b'teva v'chol balachayim lo shimshi. We're going to get to all the Noach teva gemaras later on, about a week and a half. All the Noach gemaras, all the chazals. But the orev is the only one that was with its mate on the teva. V'hayona lahefech tohainen is kekas ala benzuga. A yona is monogamous. A dove is just one mate, benzuga. What's because of a razal? So therefore, I think it is, but if not, at least it's only the Benzuka. I think it's what they explain. Anyways, that's why Yona and Orev are given, because those are the two opposites, and that's what this person has this attitude. Basically, the Rabbanan don't do anything for me. So how, so I don't have to respect them. The important lashon of the Tashbetz, Shimshon Bar Tzemach, in a tshuva. The tshuva is about a certain question in Bedikas Trefa. You have to check a certain trefa with a certain type of bedika. So he gives a whole long tshuva about checking the lungs. Is it bedikas hareya? Is it midinatam or mitkanas achronim? So he goes through a couple of paragraphs. And in the last paragraph, he says, V'osan b'nei Adam. This is hundreds of years ago, the Tashbetz. V'osan b'nei Adam, haboatin, that rebel, umispakrim baze al chachamim zal. And those who go up against the Rabbanan, lo yafahim osim. They are incorrect. Even those that are less than this are called apikarsim. He quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara, what do they say? Even if somebody says, oh, what are the Rabbanan do for us? Right? In this case, where the Rabbanan say they make it worse for us. At least in our Gemara, they say, oh, the Rabbanan are so neutral, they don't do anything. That's already bichlal and apikaris. Surely if they say that the Rabbanan are doing something to hurt, this law doesn't make sense. It's just making us not be able to do something. The kol shekein she'intulon asam al hachamim shelo echmiru bazeh klal el mashe etzvichu livdok. And this taste that I'm talking about, says the Tashbetz, is they want us to do an extra check. He says, is that bad for us? We should thank them. That's good for us. They're saying that we have to check so we don't violate and this is the raisa. Adaraba, anutzrichin lahachzik lem tova, shayidi bedika shi mitzvasam, hifrishunu meyisr Torah, shilmali bedika zu, achalnu beimazu betrefusa, vitova gedoli zu, shakidashnu bebisvasam, mehiskal beyisr Torah. Vimkin hechisr nisroim aleim tachas ahavasam osanu, ashrehem, viashre hashose betsame yisavrehem. Vaoi vavoi, lemisapar achamitasam. He uses that lashon. The kama samuyas anam, he continues. But again, that's what we have to realize. That gzeiras chazal, as we learn about the isurei d'rabbanan on Shabbos, as we talk about the bishalakum and pasakum and yayin nesach and harchakis of anida, all the areas of halacha. Sometimes it's challenging. But the Tashbei says we have to have the attitude that they're there to protect us. The mashal that we've given in the past from Rabbi Ribiat, somebody's in a traffic jam and they're sitting on the highway and it's frustrating and we're not going anywhere and we don't know what the point is. And as we get closer and closer, finally we see flashing lights and we see the roadblock. And we're like, what's going on here? Why do they have this big roadblock? They're blocking off two lanes and all the cars have to go off to the side, onto the shoulder. And as we go off onto the shoulder, as we pass, we see right behind the police line, do not cross, we see a humongous pothole. Huge pothole. And if there wouldn't have been the police line, or every car would have smashed its axle, gone in, the car would have been broken, forget it. So now what do we say? They slowed us down. The police didn't let us go, we're so upset, or we say, no, they protected us. I don't understand it. But they protected so I wouldn't fall down into the big hole. That's the attitude, says the Tashbase. We have to realize they're out. It looks like they're slowing us down, but it's really out for our protection. So, this is what the house of Binyamin Asya said. Bei Binyamin Asya. I don't know what the significance is that it was a medical house that had this that had this attitude. That's what it is. They would never matter us an Orev. They never answered us a Yonah. Rava, ki avimaisi trefasa, baby yamin kameh. Whenever this house brought him a questionable trefa, questionable animal, ki avichazi bataymelater, whenever he used to be able to matter it, amar lahu, techzu, techasharita lechu erva. Look, I matered you an Orev. He uses that lashon because without him they wouldn't have been able to eat it. They asked him the shayla. Right, so they ask the Shaila, look, I'm doing something for you, I'm accomplishing something. Ki havichazi latayim l'isur, and when he saw a tam l'isur, amar lahu, techzu d'kasana l'chu yona, look, I'm answering for you a yona when he had to answer it. So he would try to emphasize to them that the Rabbanan are accomplishing something. Fine. Rav Papa Amar, next opinion of what an apikoros is. Rav Papa says, ki gon to amar hani Rabbanan. Like somebody just says, oh, those rabbis. Hani Rabbanan, in a derogatory and looking down type of attitude. Hani Rabbanan, so those rabbis, Rashi on the third line, on the right side. Ka Adam Sha'omer Oso Tamal Chakam, the Lashon Bizui Huzeh, Sha'ela Lomar Rabbo Seinu Shavaka Ploni. That rabbi in such a place? No. There are different attitudes that we could talk. Well, depends on the attitude. But again, a lot of the status, what do all these have in common? All the different definitions of apikoros, the ones that came up yesterday, the ones that are coming up today, it's a certain attitude towards the Rabbanan, to the Baalei HaMesorah that we have, maybe towards Gzeiras Chazal and Takanas Chazal, those who don't appreciate it. Right, God HaMi Rabbanan. Rav Papa Ishtali, one time Rav Papa was giving shir. I don't know, maybe it's like we say in the Gemara, which guy said that? Abayin? Like we call him a guy, Chas V'Shalom. Right, sometimes it slips. Sometimes which... So Rav Papa was once giving shir. Rav Papa Ishli, he forgot himself. Amar kagon hani rabbanan. He used that lashon. He used the lashon that we just said was an apikoros. So ve'esev tavisa. He sat and fasted. He felt so bad about what he did. He said, "I have to fast." Even though obviously it was Rav Papa, he didn't mean it. He was zochah to have the 10 great sons of rabbanan that we all say to see him, all the papas. But you know, he felt that it was inappropriate. We have to be very careful about how we talk. The Sharam Siyana Balacha here quotes, as he does, anytime the sugya comes up in Shas. And that is forgetting. How do we look at forgetting? Is forgetting considered an ones or a pshia? There are many, many sugyas that comes up. For example, let's say I say I'm gonna daven mincha later. I'm gonna daven mincha later. It's ready to type him in. I'm gonna daven mincha later. So I'm fine. Daven mincha later. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the time, I forgot. Is shichacha called pshia? If it's pshia, negligence, then I can't make it up at tashlumin the next time for ma'arif. If it's ones, it's ones. So what is it? So there's a Rashi at the beginning of the second paragraph of Sechas Beitza where it talks about you might come shema yifsha, you might forget, right in the erev tafshilin sugyas. So shema yifsha there, Rashi says shema yishkach. Shem Yishkach. So there, and also here, the Shem Son of Halacha talks all about how do we view forgetting? Is forget, obviously we can't control forgetting, but is it considered negligence? Is considered, somebody's a shomer, and they forgot to close the door at night. So is that called an ones, or is that called a pshia? So again, if he should have, by different context, we might think, might be defined differently. But here, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Hilchos Tefillah, but here it says, Rav Papa forgot, and he fasted. If it was an ones, you don't fast for an ones. Right, if an ones happens to somebody, what can I do? It's out of my control. But I fast if it was a pshia. So maybe this Gemara put it on the list of shichacha being something that that we could try to prevent or that we have to be responsible for. At least we have to be responsible for. So he sat b'tainus. Good. Next. Levi bar Shmuel. V'Rav Huna bar Chiya. These two great rabbis. Havi kamasakni mitbachos sifrei deber Rav Yehuda. They were fixing the mantles of the Svarim of Rav Yehuda. Remember the Svarim in those days? They weren't like books that we have. They were Svarim, they were scrolls. Kimata Megillas Esther. When they came to Megillas Esther, Amri, Ha Megillas Esther, Lo Boi Mitpachas. They said, the Rebbe must have been there, right? And they said, oh, the Megillas Esther doesn't need a Mitpachas. We treat it differently than the other Sifrei Tanakh. The Marsha points out that these Amoraim must have held like the Shitos in Meseches Megillah that we discussed a couple of years ago, and that is that Megillas Esther is somewhat different than the other Sifrei Tanakh. It's not Metameyas Hayadayim, as it's called. It was a whole question whether it was supposed to be part of Tanakh, three or four other Sfarim, whether it was supposed to be part of Tanakh. So Megillas Esther was the last one. So maybe these Tanakh held, it had a different level, and therefore Lo Boi Mitpachas. Right? We know Allah Halacha, it's called an Igeres. It's not called a cloth. It's called an Igeres. Different halachas apply. That Baal Peh, other halachas that we have more flexibility. But either way, they said it in a very nonchalant statement way. Let's go with Rashi's pshat first. This is what they said to their Rebbe. Amar Lahu, and their Rebbe said, Ki Agavna Nami Mechzi Ki Av Kirusa. Even what you said looks like a little hefkeris. Meaning, Rashi explains, they should have said it in a lashon of she'ela. When you talk to your Rebbe, you don't tell him the halacha. You ask him the halacha. Right, similar to what we've had in the past about one's father. Somebody's father is wrong. We say, no, it's not right. Doesn't it say, isn't it this what it should be? Something like that. You say, but derech she'ela. So here they spoke to their Rebbe. They basically, paskin mor halacha b'fei rabba. We had earlier, the Fehama Beis in the first parak. So maybe that's what it's like. It was a statement. How can you say it? They said, oh, this, it's not needed. So he answered, you shouldn't really say that. The Avrama seems to say it's a little different. That they were being mevazeh the Megillah. Not the Mevaza, the Rebbe. Mevaza, you don't talk this way about the Megillah Tzatzar. Oh, this doesn't need anything. Doesn't need anything. What do you mean? You have to be careful how you say it. Oh, it's a Megillah to be covered, derech covered. Even if it's true, we have to realize that we have to talk properly about different Megillahs. Again, this Gemara relates, talking about, not directly, but it relates to the fact that we know we had scrolls in those days. There was a well-known sheet of the Rush. The Rush is quoted in the Tur in Yaradeya, and that is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh. We know that every person has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Machlokas, what about women? How does one fulfill that mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? So there's a sheet of the Shagas Aryeh, which we generally don't assume. Shagas Aryeh says you can't do that mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. There's no mitzvah deraisa Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, we're not Beki and Bechaseros V'yaseros. We're not experts in the missing and added letters of the Torah. So you can't write a Sefer Torah nowadays anyway. You're going to be missing some letters. You're going to be having extra letters. We lost the Misora. Sefer says, sorry, there's no Mitzvah today. Only Mitzvah Derabbanan. Shlo Tishkakek Torah B'Yisrael. He makes up his own Mitzvah Derabbanan. Fine. The Minchas Chinuch and most other Achronim argue. They say, we're not Bekiyin V'Chaseris V'Yaseris. Says the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Taryag, there are two types of Chaseris V'Yaseris. There's one type of Chaseris V'Yaseris that does not change the meaning of a word. Doesn't change the meaning. You have an extra vav, an extra this. That we are, maybe that we're not bekiyan in. We're not bekiyan in that. But suadaka is spelled differently in different Sifrei Torah. Doesn't change the meaning of a word. But the chasiris v'yaseiris that change the meaning of words, of course we're bekiyan in that. That we haven't lost the Masoras is Moshe Rabbeinu. So is that and that's what you need for a kosher Sefer Torah. So says the Shagas, that's the when Chaschinach argues on that Shagas Aryeh. But either way, there's a sheet of the Rush in that Sugya. The Rush says, nowadays, you know how we're Yotzei the Mitzvah? Buying Svarim. Printing Svarim, buying Svarim. Because that's what we learn from today. We don't learn from Sefer Torah. We write a Sefer Torah, we put it in the Aron. We don't use it except Monday, Thursdays, and Shabbos. We don't use it. That's not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, what does it say in the Torah? write the Shira. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiyim. That's the continuation of the pasuk, Parshas Vayelech. So v'lamda, says the Rosh, has to do with limud. So that's why I write the scrolls. You have to use what's used in those days. That's what, like the Mara here says, they were going through the scrolls, because that's what they used to learn from. Nowadays, says the Rosh, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah changed. Change. That's what it says, Sifrei Torah. Achlokas Achronim, did the Rosh add on, or is the Rosh saying it totally changed? Like writing a Sefer Torah today is not a mitzvah according to the Rosh? Because you don't learn it or not. That's a discussion in the Beis Yosef in Yeridea. That's an important sheet of the Rosh to know that one could use as an excuse if one comes home with Sfarim from the Sfarim store and the wife gets upset. I hold like the Rosh. Good. Good. It's good. You can't misuse the Rosh. You know how to use it. But, Rav Nachman Amar, Vayter. Next sheet of what an apikoros is. Ze hakore rabo bishmo. If somebody calls their Rebbe with his name. Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, b'bnei ma ne'anash Gehazi. Rabbi Yochanan says, why was Gehazi punished? B'bnei shekar la'ar b'shmo. Remember, Gehazi is also one of those individuals listed in the first mission of the parak. So why Gehazi? B'bnei shekar la'ar b'shmo. He called the Rebbe by his name. Shneamar. V'yomer Gehazi. Adonia Melech hazo. V'yomer Gehazi. Adonia Melech. Zo se'isha v'zeh b'na asher hechya Elisha. He refers to Elisha, his Rebbe, without any title. He just says Elisha. So that's why he is considered a halachic apikaris. An important Rashi here that is quoted in the Ramah, in Yaradeya. What does Rashi here say? On Bishmo. What does it mean you call your Rebbe by his name? So Rashi says, halfway down, Sha'omer Ploni, Ve'eno Omer, Mori Rebbe Ploni. You say, I say my Rebbe's first name, and I don't call him Mori Rebbe Ploni. What does it sound like from Rashi? That if I give him the title, I could say his name. Right? Let's say I call my Rebbe up for an aliyah. So do I just say, Yamo, Moiver Rabbi, Shlishi? Right? Or do I say, Yamo, Moiver Rabbi, Reb, blank? So it sounds like from Rashi that you could say your Rebbe's name. Because what did they say? The problem is you only said your Rebbe's name. You didn't say Moiver Rabbi, Ploni. So it sounds that. And that is the pashas way that Rashi is understood by the Ramah. The Ramah in Yeridea, in Hilchos, Kavod Rabo, says the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Mem Beis Tezvav. Aser L'talmid Likros L'Rabo B'Shmo. Lo b'chaya v'lo b'moso. Even after a Rebbe dies, he can't call him by his name. V'yafilu likros l'acherim, sheshmom kishmo, aser imhu shem peli. If your Rebbe has an unusual name, then you can't call your friend by that name, even if he has his name, even if you're calling your friend. I don't know, Zacharia, it's not such a common name. I don't know. Moshe is a common name. So your Rebbe's name is Moshe. So if your Rebbe's name is Moshe, your friend's name is Moshe. So calling your friend Moshe, it's not a problem. People are going to realize. But if your friend's name is I don't know, whatever you consider an unusual name, and you call him, so then says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's an unusual name, even if you're calling your friend, you're not allowed to do that. She'ena kol regiyin likros po. Right. This is why we've said in the Gemara. This is why Rabba made up a name for his best friend. Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Abaya's name was Nachmeni. Rabba didn't want to call his friend Nachmeni because that was his father's name, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Right? So he made up a name, Abaya. Abaya made up his name. Abaya was an orphan, so he made up a name Abaya, which stands for Asher Bechal Yerucham Yasom. In you, Pasuk Navi, in you, Yerucham Yasom, Hashem as Rachmanis. So Abaya made up the name because he didn't want to call his friend by his father's name. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Ramah says, Aval Shem Sheregilin Bo, Mutar Lahaskir Shalom Bifnei Rabo. The Kol Zedavka Kshinu Maskir Rak Shmo Levad. Aval Mutar Lomar Rebbe Mori Ploni. Kein Mashba Mepirish Rashi, Perek Chelek. Our Rashi is quoted in the Ramah right there. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, I beg to argue on the Ramah. The Rashi is only saying this if it's not in front of your Rebbe. If your Rebbe's not there, you could say Rebbe Mori Ploni. But if your Rebbe's there, you can't say his name at all, even with the title. That's what the Shach says. And the Pischei Tshuva quotes Achronim and say, no, I have a raya from the Torah that the Shach is wrong. Why? Yeshua ben Nun, when he's upset in this week's Parsha, right, when he's upset that Eldad and Medad are misnabin v'machaneh, and they're saying Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and Yeshua ben Nun is going to take them in, what does Yeshua say? Adoni Moshe Kla'im! Right, whatever that means, destroy them, get rid of them. He's talking to Moshe. Yeshua's talking to Moshe. Adoni Moshe. And he calls him Moshe in front of him. So that's the machlok between the Shach and the Pischei Tshuva right here. Are you allowed to say your Rebbe's name with a title in front of your Rebbe? Halachalamaisis, machlokas. Machlok of the post. What should the Gabbai do? What should the Gabbai do by calling up his Rebbe if his Rebbe's there? Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kamei de Reb Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah is sitting in front of Reb Zeira. But Yosef, Akamar, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Nachal Mibeis Kodshi HaKadoshim. Hashem is going to make a river come out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Alav Komini Megadim. And on it will be all beautiful, on the sides of it will be all beautiful trees and fruit. Shneamar Va'al Nachal Ya'alel Svatom Mizeh Mizeh Kol Eitz Maichal. Lo Yibo Alehu, his leaves won't wither. V'lo Yito Pirio, its fruit will not never end. L'chadoshav Yivaker, every month it'll grow new fruit. Ki Meimav Min HaMikdash Heima Yotzim, because its waters goes out from the base of Mikdash. V'ya Pirio L'ma'achal, its fruit will be to eat. V'alehu L'trufa, its leaves will be, have healing power. So beautiful, wonderful Medrash. So some say this is literal. The others, the Torah Chaim says, no, what does this mean? It's an allusion to the Shefa of Ruach HaKodesh that is going to be in the future. There's going to be so much Da'as of Hashem all over the world coming out from the Kodesh Kadashim, because we know that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from. He spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Kodesh Kadashim. So coming out from the Kodesh Kadashim, there will be a tremendous amount of Shefa of Ruach HaKodesh. And Ol Mini Megadim symbolizes all the secrets of the Torah. Every month we will be zocheh to new chidushim, yidei chodesh b'chodesho, as it says in the Navi. That's the symbol. So this is what Rav Yirmiyah said in front of Rabbi Zeira. Amar le hahu saba, there was an elderly man sitting there, and he said, Yaisher, well done, well spoken. What a great chazal. V'chedam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also says, Yaisha, right? The Gemara takes out the next word. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had been listening to the Rabbi Zeira, said, "Ki aygav nevechzikav kibrusa." If you have a great Tana that says something, and then a Hevyot says, "Oh, great job," right? Is that hefkerus? Is that like, you know what? He needs your askama. He needs askama. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gives a shir, and I say, "Oh, that's a good vart," right? I think I agree. But I agree. But I'm agreeing with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? Is that hefkerus? Is that also inappropriate? So Amalei, he says, what's your problem? He's just saying he likes it. He's supporting it. He's not giving him as a skama. No, he's saying yashi. He's saying shkayach. He's giving a shkayach. You know, you can't say that that's efgeris. But says Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to know a story of an apikaris, I'll give you a story of an apikaris. Kiha, like this. So some of you might remember this from the middle of Baba Basra. Kiha, the Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, the Kadarish, Rabbi Yochanan was once giving shir, and he said, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohavi, Avarim Tovos Margolius, Sheish Shloshim Al Shloshim Amos. In the future, Hashem's going to bring you huge stones that are 30 by 30 Amos. The Chokik Bahem, right, 30 Amos, about 20, right, 50, between 50 and 60 feet, right, it's a lot of big stones. The Chokik Bahem, Eser Barum Esrim, and he will engrave in them 10 by 20. Umamidan Bishari Yerushalayim, they will be situated, and I'll place them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Shneemar Vesamti Kat Kodshim Shosayach, I will put these in your windows, in the Kat Kod stones. Usharayach La'avnei Akdach V'gomer. Right, so he gives this mashal what Hashem's going to do in the future. Ligalagalav Oso Talmud. A student was there and starts laughing and starts scoffing and mocking. Amar, Hashta Kabiata Ditzilzila Lomashkachinan. We can't even find stones as big of as an egg of a tzilzel. Rashi says a little bird. Kule Hai Mashkachinan. You're going to find such humongous stones? Ah, it's all fake. Liyamim. Sometime later, Hifliga Sfira Sabayam. The student was on a boat. Right, the Ritva in Baba Basra, where this came up, says maybe this was a dream, maybe this was just a vision of Nevuah. Either way, sounds like the Gemara, he was on a boat. Chazinu l'malachei sharis, he saw in the sky angels, to come and ask you about Tovos and Magalias. They were chiseling very large stones and pearls. Amar lehu, hani l'man. So he said to them, what are you doing that for? Amri, they said, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hamidah b'shar Yerushalayim, Hashem is going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim in the future. So he says, oh, I got to go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Ki hadar, he came right to Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkechel Rabbi Yochanan, he found this Rebbe, the Yosef HaKadarish, who was giving shir, Amar Leh, he says, Rebbe, drosh, ulchanay le-drosh. Oh, give those drushes. Now I know they're true. Now I believe you, because I saw it. Now I believe you, the Talmud said to Rabbi Yochanan. Keshem shamarta kach reisi. Exactly what you said, so too I saw. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you call that Amunas HaChamim. You call that a good Talmud? Thank you very much. Amar lo reka, you empty one. Im lo ra'isa lo ha'amanta. If you didn't see, you wouldn't have believed. Malagleg al divrei chachamata. You are scoffing at the words of the rabbis. Yav be'enei v'aso gal shalatzamos. Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and that was the end of him. right, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, about the power of Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yochanan's Ayin, you know, that could hurt anybody. It could hurt Rabbi Reish Lakish himself, in the story that Reish Lakish was permanently affected by Rabbi Yochanan's stare. Okay, Meisvei, Viter. So now we're asking, is it really true? Rabbi Yochanan says that in the future, the doorways, the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be 30 by 30 amos. But 1 minute, we have a Chazal coming up that says that Adam, people are going to be much taller than that. The Pasuk says that Hashem will bring us up, standing up straight. Right, that's what we daven in benching. Right, we don't want to come back, you know, as a push down to our lands. What we daven the Kodesh Baruch, we want the Jewish people to be able to come back standing upright and proud. That's what we daven for. So Rabbi Meir Omer Masayim Ama. 200 amos. Kishte komo shel Adam Arishon. Like two Adam Arishons. That's what it means, komamios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kuf ama. Keneged heichal the koslov. 100 amos. Keneged the heichal and its walls. Rashi goes through, if you look at the top left of the Rashi, he goes through the entire length of the Beis HaMikdash, going from the back behind the Kodesh Kodashim, certain number of amos there, then he goes through the whole Heichal, then he goes through the whole Azara, 100 amos altogether, so that's what how the height of each person will be. Shemar Ashrei Binyano Kinetiyim Megudolim Bina Orehem Bino Seinu Kizavios Mechutavos Tav Neseichal Vechulu. So you see that people are going to be much taller than these stones, these windows that Rabbi Yochanan says are going to be made, these gates. So how are we going to fit in? So Kikama Rabbi Yochanan Lakavi De Bezika. Now Rabbi Yochanan is only referring to air windows. Air, like caviar windows, for air, but not the gates themselves. The gates themselves are going to be much taller. These are going to be up on the wall in order to let in air. Period. Going back to the previous brisa, my valele trufa, what does that mean, the leaves on this, on the trees next to the river that comes out of the Kodesh Kodashim will have healing power? One says, these leaves will have the power to open up the Peshel Mala. That means if anybody is mute, they can't talk, then you have these leaves and they'll be able to talk. The Chadam Alat, the Peshel Mata, and some say the bottom Peh. That means if somebody cannot have a child, then these leaves will help a person have a child. Itmar Nami, Chizki Amalahat Peshel Ilmin, same thing, mutes. Barkapar Amalahat Peh Akris, same thing, but saying it befavorish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Latrufa Mamish. It means Latrufa Mamish. What does it mean, trufa mamish? My latrufa, Rabbi Achmeni Amar, l'toar panim shel ba'alei hapeh. To give a radiance to those who are ba'alei hapeh, those who speak with their mouth, meaning the Talmid HaChachamim, to make them shine. The Talmid HaChachamim will shine. Darash Yehuda Bar Simon, kol ha-mashchir panav al divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh. Anybody who literally blackens their face on Divrei Torah in this world, who pushes themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavhik Zivuyo Olam Haba. Hashem will make them shine in Olam Haba. Shenemar Marehu Kalavanon, we dash for the word Levanon, from the word Malbin, Bachur Ka'arazim. We'll make him like a handsome, like a cedar tree. Amar Tavachan Barchan Eloi, Kal Amar Vatzmal Divrei Torah Bala Mazeh, so everybody starves themselves for Divrei Torah. They push themselves. They're moser nefesh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu masbiel olam haba. Hashem will satiate us the olam haba. Shnemar yirvion mideshen beisecha. Be satiated from the deshen of your house. Vanachal the nechaz hashkem. I'll give them to drink from my nacha. Period. Ki azar Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came asa, he said all over Shas. You have statements that Ravdimi said when he came back from Eretz Yisrael. He must have learned a lot there. Asa Hakadosh Baruch Hu litein lechol tzadik v'tzadik mali umso. In the future, Hashem will give to every tzadik a handful. Malay umso, everything a full hand. Malay umso. Rashi says on the bottom left, Malay chofno shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu tova, a handful of Hashem's goodness. That's what every tzad is going to get. Shedemar Baruch Hashem yom yom ya'amas lanu. That's from the word omes. Hakel yishu asinu sela. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Ravdimi, v'chiyef shel Amar Kain. Is it possible that a person will be able to receive a whole handful of Hashem's goodness? We already know that Hashem can't fit even the whole world fits into a pinky of Hashem. Mi madad b'sha'alo mayim. Who can measure in his hand water? V'shamayim b'zeres tikein. With a pinky. The whole shamayim is like his pinky. So how could a person, again, this is all down drush, but even trying to figure out the psukim, how could it be that a tzaddik will get a whole handful of Hashem if the whole world can only fit in Hashem's pinky? Amar, my time l'shchichas v'agadatos. Rav Dimi says back to Abaya, You're not familiar with Agadatus? You got to know how to learn Agadatus, Abaya. You got to know how to learn Chelek. The Yarmi b'mar Rava mishmei the Rava bar Mari, right? But didn't Rava bar Mari say, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten l'kol tzadik v'tzadik, gimel meos v'asara olamos. Hashem is going to give every tzadik 310 worlds in the future. Shenemar lahanchil ohava yesh v'otzoseim amalei. Right? To be manchil, to my loved ones, yesh. Yesh is with gemashria 310. Right? So he's going to give yesh, he's going to give yesh worlds to all the tzadikim. Yesh be'gemashria tlas b'avasara have. So you see Hashem is going, he's going to, what does that mean? It just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the ability to the tzaddikim to handle and to be able to have all of his brachas. 310 worlds worth. So that's why he says it. The big kasha that everybody asks on this Gemara is, what are we quoting a mimer from Rabbi Bar Mari? If anybody ever made a siyum on Shas, or was, if anybody was ever at a siyum on Shas, the last Mishnah in Shas, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzaddik mei avishol sholamos. Right, this is the last mission in Shas. What are we quoting from a Maimar Amorayim, Rava Bar Mari? So that is why the Megala Yesayam here quotes, and this is what a number of Mefarshim say, that that last mission in Shas is not really the last mission in Shas. It's really a Maimar of the Amorayim. The last mission is the previous one. But you're going to end with some detail of Uksin. You know, that's what you're going to have a Siman. So let's have a nice Chazal at the end. So that's why Reb Shua ben Levi, Shua ben Levi was an Amora. Shua ben Levi, that's who's talking in that last Mishnah. They added that in to be at the end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Shas. That's one answer. But if you look at the Noda Behuda, the Noda Behuda was asked this question. Noda Behuda in a tshuva, in Yeridea, Beis, Kuf, Samach, Aleph, V'hikshem alaso, halazo Mishnah is so folksin, Amishim and Levi, etc. Mahutzrach l'havi meimer derava bar mari, v'lo hevi Mishnah before Eshes. So Noda Behuda says, look carefully. There's a slight difference between the two. What did that last Mishnah say? Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil. L'chol tzadik shayolamos. Hashem is going to be manchil to all tzadikim. What does it say here? Litein, to give. To give. Nachla, you don't have to get a nachla. My children are going to get a nachla. Nachla doesn't mean that I'm going to get it. Nesina, giving, that means I'm going to get it. That's what bothered Abaya. Nesina, how can it be that somebody's going to get it? You can't. A handful of Hashem you can't get. Yitain, that's the focus. Lahanchil, there's no problem with that. There wouldn't be a problem with that. Hanchala is not an exact parallel. Hanchala means it can even go to a person and their children and their grandchildren. Hashem can split up the reward amongst all the generations. So that's Hanchala. So it says in Oda Behuda, that's the difference between, in that last paragraph, he continues, that's a whole paragraph about the difference between Hanchala and Nesina. But that's the difference between the two. Why Dafka 310 worlds? What's shy? What's the significance of 310? So the Torah Chaim says, beautiful Varda, anybody has to speak at a Simcha soon, at a Sheva Brachas Ofrif. So the Shai Olamos is 310, but if you 310 twice, it's 620. 620 is the 613 plus the Sheva Mitzvahs Drabanan, or the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, depending on what you say. 620, every person is only a half a person until you get married. Everybody's only half a person, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu created Ish Ve'isha, Zachar, and Keva Bra'am, and we only become a unit again once we get married. So we each have 310 worlds put together, 620, that's a whole. Right? That's what it says here, that everybody gets 310. And that's why, before Har Sinai, we each were commanded, Kotom Alabais Yaakov, Vesagid Lebnei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a command to each of us. Because we each had our 310 worlds that we needed, and each world is a mitzvah, we do each one, that we could have cut together and be guf echad. And that's even alluded to, says the Torah Chaim, in the words of Achashverosh, when Achashverosh says to Esther, Ar chatzi hamalchus v'seos. What is chatzi hamalchus? Klomar, she chashuva be'enav kamohu v'yachtov yachloko. We can be a great unit. You got your 310, I got my 310, we'll do it, says Achashverosh. You're a half and I'm a half. You can do it all together. That's 310 of the Torah Chaim. 310 of the Torah Chaim. The Rambam just says, forget 310. The Rambam says, L'hanchol by Yesh. What's Yesh? Yesh symbolizes, says the Rambam, this is the last Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos. The last Rambam, the Rambam says, Yesh symbolizes Mitzius. Existence. Yesh, something. Something is there. L'hanchol avai yesh means that Hashem says, I'm going to give eternal existence to the tzaddikim. I'm going to give them yesh. They're going to be eternally connected to me. The opposite of yesh is head there. It's missing. You're not there. So l'hanchol avai yesh, says the Rambam, that yesh is some type of metaphysical existence, that's what the tzaddikim are going to get. They're going to be eternally connected to me, and in that way, that's going to be their reward. And that's karis. Karis just means that you're not going to have yesh. And we're not going to be eternally connected, and we won't have that reward. Good. Let's continue. Tanya said the Braisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, b'midah she'adam modeid, modedin lo. Midah k'neged midah. The midah that a person measures, modedin lo, he is measured, Hashem measures to him, right? Tichsiv, b'sasa'a, in a measured way, b'shalcha tirivena, right? In a measured way, he will send when tirivena, when there is a riv, when there is machlokas, but we allude to that that means that Hashem is going to measure you like you measured others. Amar Rebbe Yehoshua, question of the Gersos here, the Gra said this takes out Rebbe Yeshua, Amar Rebbe, v'chiyav shalom arkein. Is that possible? Adam nosin mali umsolani bolam azeh. A person gives a whole handful to a poor person in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin mali umsolam haba. Is a Hashem going to give his whole handful in olam haba? V'yaksiv, same question. Shemayim bezeres tikein. Right? A whole handful of Hashem can't fit. So what do you mean we're going to get midah k'neged midah? So he answers back, Amalei, v'yata yata omer kein. You don't say that? Ezi midah merubah. So you could have answered what he answered before, but it's a different answer. Ezi midah merubah. Let me ask you something. Which is a greater midah? Midah tova merubah or midah peronis? Which is a greater midah? When Hashem gives us reward or punishment? Havi omer midah tova. Merubah v'midah peronis. Midah tova is greater than midah peronis. And, but midah tova ksiv, and it says midah tova, we always know that the positive is always better. Vayitzav shchakim imal, v'dal se shemayim pesach, when it says in Tehillim about our reward, Hashem will open up the shemayim, and the doors of heaven will open. Vayapter lehem in man lechol, give us man. The doors will open by bracha. But, u'bemidah peronis u'omer, and by peronis it says v'arubos hashemayim neftachu, when it says by the mabul, arubos, the windows. Doors are bigger than windows. So you see, doors, the doors is our reward. So you see, midah tova is greater than midas peronis. And the midas peronis ksiv, it continues. So you see that the midas tova is greater. This is all a continuation of the answer. The midas peronis ksiv, vayetsu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. You go out and see the people who are negligent to me. Ki tola'a tam lo tamus. They will never, their tola'as will never die, meaning they will continue rotting. Ve'isham lo tichveh, and the fire that burns them will never be extinguished. V'hayu deira ola kol basar. And they will be disgusting and abhorrent to all those, to anybody who sees them. So that's what's described, that the Rishayim are going to be eternally burning. V'halo adam moshid etzba'o ba'ar ba'olam hazeh mi'anichveh. If a person sticks their finger into fire in this world, it burns up in a second. Does it continuously burn? So how can it be? How can it continuously burn? How can they burn? Once you burn up, you burn up. Elo, what must be the answer? Kishem shenosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach b'rishayim. L'kava peranusam, just like Hashem will give koach to rishayim to accept their peranus, kach nosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach b'tzadikim l'kava tovasam. Hashem will make it, will figure out a way that we will be able to get our just reward. Even though it doesn't seem that it'll be possible, but Hashem will figure out a way to give it, just like he'll figure out a way to keep the Rishayim strong enough to get their punishment, figure out a way for the Tzadikim to get their reward. Okay, good. That is all about what an Apikoros is. Next in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afakore Bisvarim Achitsonim. Rabbi Akiva says, if you read books that were outside, Chitsonim. Why are they Chitsonim? What are they? Tana. B'sifrei Tzdukim. First shot, B'sifrei Tzdukim. Those who interpret the Torah in a literal way. They misinterpret the Torah. B'sifrei Tzdukim. The Rush and the Yad Ramah here both say, Svarim and commentaries on Tanakh that are not based on Chazal. Right? They're based on their own influences. They're not based on Chazal's reading of the text. Right, that is what Svarim Chitzonim here mean. They're not based on Chazal. And this is something that we have to be very careful with. A lot of Bible criticism, a lot of books that are not based on Tanakh. So that's what the Gemara is warning about. Gemara is warning here. There is a Tzlach. Where's the Tzlach? Way back. Mesachas Brachas. Tafchaf Chasam Abeis. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah there says, we have to guard our children min ha-higayon. Higayon. Mishnah Chav Chesed Beis and Brachas. What is Higayon? So nowadays it means like logic. What is Higayon? So Rashi there says, Lo Targilum B'mikra Yoser Midai Mishum D'mashcha. Rashi says there in Brachas, we shouldn't be Mitragel, Margel, our children in Mikra more than appropriate because it pulls. What does that mean? Says the Tzlach. Says the Nodeb Yehuda in Prague. the 1800s. Nirlanias Daiti, Mishun de Limud Hamikra Gamha Apikarsim Lomdim, Bishvil Halashon, Kamosha Lomdim Shar Halashonos. Many view Tanakh just as a book of study, not as a book divinely ordained, not as a book of Ruach HaKodesh. They study it with Chazal, with the Radak, and with the Mefarshim. But they learn as, they study it for the wording. V'mo tashkiach al bincha b'yalduso, rak al limud mikra, yachal omar, yachal liyo shetikach lo melamed acher mishelahem, kigam heim yodim lalamdo. You might get a teacher who's an apikoros. Umitoch kach bincha nimshach acharem gam b'deos nifsadim. Uver prapiz manenu. Says the Nodbi Yehud in Prague. Shenis Pashita Targum Ashkenazi. Vize Moshech, right, it's all translated into all the languages. Vize Moshech Likros Pesifria Gayim Kadelios Baki Belashonam. Velachain Hizir Mizeh. Chanoch Lena Bidarko. Gambi Aldusam. Belanda Mikra Kachlo Malami Tamil Chacham. Teach him Tanakh, says the Nodbi Yehud. But do it with a proper teacher. Do it with a proper Malamid. The Yargilu Takeif. Gambi Mishnah Ugamara. And they'll see it. Everything's based on Chazal. V'harbe yish lochiach al zeh b'dorenu shepasta hamispachas ma'od u'min ha-shamayim yirachamu. This plague has spread out. You know when he lived. That's the slach on Higayon. Vaiter. So that's the Sifrei Tzedukim. So how far do you take this? Svarim Chitzonim. If you remember, when we mentioned this at the beginning on Daf Tzadik, when we started the parak, we quoted the Rav Bar Tzinura. What does Svarim Chitzonim mean? Sifrei Minim could go with Sifrei Aristotle. V'chaveirav. U'bechlal, so that's a problem, because many Rishonim, Rambam at the forefront, learned and studied Aristotle very much. So obviously the Rambam would not say that Svarim Chitzonim is Aristotle. U'bechlal zeh, maybe it's a question of how you're learning it, why you're learning it, if somebody has the Chachmah and trying to see the differences between the Chachmah and the Torah. Again, this is a major issue. U'bechlal zeh, but then the Rav Bar Tzinura adds, Hakore b'sefer divrei hayamim shel malchei ovdei avodah zarah u'bishirim shel agavim. If you read the history books, shel ovdei avodah zarah, malchei ovdei avodah zarah, right? She'in lam Chachmah v'lo toelas ala ibud zman bilvad. Stam read history books. So I didn't quote then the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael here quotes the Rav, and he quotes there, he says, I don't understand. He says he quotes that you can't read newspapers. He says, I mashachat Rav, she kriyas divri hayamim shel akum v'tzaitug. That's newspapers. Nami b'chal zeh. Tamu ma'od, minalei. Veda rak b'chal sichas chulun v'tvaram b'talem. Shover ba'asei. Okay, it might not be the best thing to do, but you're in lo chelik olam haba. Svarim chitzonim. I don't understand this. And he says, derech arai, and he says, what else are you going to take into a bathroom? He says, hamam in lo yachash bi likros bahem, kedei lo idem, masha tashal abikaris, over prophet, beis akisei, royal tabar chacham la'ayin bahem. Right? He says, you got to waste, especially in those days, it's an outhouse, whatever, somebody doesn't want to waste their time. He says, you have to know what to read where. Anyway. So that's the Rav Bar Tzinura and the Tiferes Yisrael, a discussion of how to use one's time and when to read different items. Okay? But now we get to Rav Yosef Amar, the Sefer Ben Sira Nami Aslam Mikre. Rav Yosef said you can't read Ben Sira. Ben Sira, we know, was an early text around the time of Tanakh. It was left out of Tanakh. So that's why Rabbi Yosef said that's what a Svarim Chitzonim is. So, Amalei Abaya, my time, what's the reason that Ben Sira is so off limits? So there's a fascinating ha'ara. Reuven Margolis says that Ben Sira, the Sefer Chashmonaim, why are those like more serious than other books? Because those were around at the time of Tanakh. And they dafka had to distance them, because if they didn't make such a difference at that time, people would have gotten mixed up. Megillas Esther, Ben Sira, at least at that time, they had to make a strong difference. And in that way, once Tanakh was steadfast, and they knew exactly what was in Tanakh, then later on it wouldn't make such a difference. Okay, now you could read it. But at least originally, it was very serious that you had to have these boundaries. So Amalei Abaya, my time. So Abaya says, why is Ben Sira off the hook? Ilema mishim dechsiv bei lo tintosh gildan ami udnei. Is it because in Beit Sira it says you shouldn't skin the gildan as a type of fish? You shouldn't skin this fish from its ear. So the lezel mashkil lechavla, because you're ruining the skin if you skin it that way. So is that why? I mean, like a baltashris. So elat sali yase benura, but burn it whole in the fire. Veichel batayt and grease it and eat it with some leaves. So is that a problem? So imi pashte, if you take that literally, but rice and amiksiv lo tashkil azeitza. It's like it says something in the Torah. Why is that statement problematic? It's like the line of baltashris. Pashkus. Imi drasha, if you don't take it literally, if you take it as a metaphor, so interpreted as a message to the livel shlokadarka. It means one shouldn't have unusual relations with their wife. So that's not that couldn't be the problem with Ben Sira. So Elam Yishad Dachse, maybe this is the problem with Ben Sira. Bas la aviha matmonishav. A daughter to a father is a false treasure. What does that mean? The Marsha says, when somebody has a daughter, they might think, if they know a little halacha, this is great financially. I'm going to sell her as a shivcha. I'm going to accept her kiddushin. Her maisi adayim are mine. They know, I learned the Mishnah Ksuvistach Mevav. So I know all this financial help that my daughter could give me. So says the Marsha, person shouldn't think that. This is what it says in Ben Sira. Mipach Elisha Balayla at night, you're not going to be able to sleep because you're going to be worried about her. Bekanusa Shematispata, maybe she'll be seduced. Benarusa Shematizada. Belgra Shemalotinase, maybe she's not going to get married. Nisa Shemalo Yelobanim. Right? People are more worried about their daughters. Right? They're never going to get married. They're not going to have kids. So many. Behizkina Shematasik Shafim. I don't know if we have that issue nowadays. But maybe there's a lot of worry, says the Marsha. In the Gemara. So there's so much, you think it's going to sell great, all these financial ideas you have in your head? No. There's a lot of worries. Right? So, is that why this statement is not worthy of being read? So, Rabbanan Ami Amruah, again, the Rabbanan said, the world has to exist with males and females. Asher Misha Banev Zacharim, Oilo Misha Banev Nekevis. What does that mean? What great is, literally, great is the person whose children are sons, males, and woe to the person whose children are Nekevis. So what does that mean? So obviously it's a difficult one. The last two lines of the Me'iri in Maseches Kiddushin says, even though it's not the Pshat, I have to say this is the Pshat. The Me'iri, already 1300s. The Me'iri says, Ashrei mi that a person's sons are Chazak, and Oi that a person's sons act like Nekevis. Asher Misha Banav Zacharim, Oilo Shemisha Banav Nekevis. That's the Me'iri. There is a Kabbalistic idea, which I remember I was sitting at a wedding a couple of years ago, and somebody came over and asked me about it, and I said, I don't know, but I'll mention it. Maybe you said the Arachaim. I saw Arachaim, a quote, Arachaim HaKadosh quotes it on, I forgot which parsha it is, I think it's Vayera, that the Ben Yoyada quotes, it's quoted here for the Ben Yoyada. I didn't find it in the Ben Yoyada, but I'm sure it's his type of statement. And that is that Chazal say that Yitzchak Avinu originally had a neshama of an akeva, and that's why he couldn't have children. Only after the Akeda, it was switched to get a neshama of a zachar. And that's why he was able to have children after. And that's what it means, Ashe mi sheban of zacharim, that your sons should have male neshamas when they're born. Va'ayla mi sheban of nekevas, because they're not going to be able to have children. Can't ask me what that means, but that is an idea. It's out there. There's a certain type of bechina of nakvus that Yitzchak had at the beginning of his life. Okay? But either way, that is... So that's not the reason why not to read Ben Sira. Ella, I'll try to drop more and then we'll stop. Ella Misha Dechsev, Lo Tayel Davya Belibach. Don't put worry in your heart. To Givri Givrin Katal Davya. Because worry and depression has killed many great people. So Shlomo Amra. So what's wrong with that? Shlomo said it too. Da'aga Belev Ish Yashchena. Worry in the heart of a person will bring him down. Yashchena. Rav'ami Bravasi. We dashin. Chad Amar Yasichena Midaito. What does Yashchena mean? That means get it out of your mind. How do you deal with depression? You talk to somebody about it. You schmooze with somebody about it. You share it. And in that way, it'll help you. So, Elam Yishum, this is what it means. This is the problem with Ben Sira. Don't let so many people stay in your house. You can't bring the whole world into your house. Good, it's not good influence. What do you mean? Rebbe also said that. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer. A person shouldn't have so many reyim, friends in their house. Eventually it might bring evil. This is why. Zaldakan Kurtaman. If somebody has a thin beard, so then they're going to be very wise. Avdakan Sachsan. If they have a very wide beard, then they're foolish. If somebody blows into the fizz of his drink, instead of drinking it, that means they're not thirsty. Amr b'may eichol lachma. If somebody says, what can I eat my bread with? Lachma saminei. He's probably not so hungry. So therefore, just take the bread away from him. Man lisle ma'avarta bedikna. If somebody has a split in their beard, kuli amalo yachlile. That means they're very sly. They must be going like this the whole day, shaking, stroking their beard, trying to figure out plans and pranks. That's why they have a split in their beard. Those are all the things that are said in Ben Sira. So Rashi says they're all divrei ruach. Right? They're all like worthless information. Sefer is batala just to study them. So that's why Ben Sira is not worthwhile to study. But again, you have to explain. Ein lo chelok olam haba. Okay, so it's batala. Not every davar batala do you have this. So that's why you have to work with the vart of a Reuven Margolis. Because this is, what's chitzonim? It was left out. It's chitzoni from Tanakh. That's why there's more of a danger by Ben Sira if you focus on it. Anything else, it's not shayach to get confused with Tanakh. Ben Sira, it is shayach, so that's why it is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here when Rav Yosef is going to say tomorrow, but there are some good things that you can learn from Ben Sira. And that'll be what Rav Yosef starts us off with tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.